NCAA All-League baseball and softball selections are out. Beloit baseball had first team Ashton Bletcher, Cannon Olson, and Joel Rexroot first team. Honorable mention was freshman Paxton Fouts in baseball. The Beloit baseball team finished 11-10 on the year. Softball Beloit finished 19-8. First teamers include McKenna Channel, Carly Smith, Olivia Wright. Honorable mention was Samantha Thompson. Today marks day one of the Kansas State High School State Track Championships in Wichita. Among the area athletes competing today include Kate Kendig of Osborne, 1A girls 3,200 meter run, Caden Armconnect, Smith Center, 2A girls shot put, Eli Johnson, Griffin Johnson, Brody Boudreaux from Beloit, 3A boys discus, Carly Brummer from Tipton Catholic in the 1A girls javelin, in the 1A boys high jump, Camden Ward of Rock Hills, 2A girls 3,200 meter run, Madison Howland is the favorite and defending champion from Smith Center, 2A boys 3,200 meter run, Gavin Hickard of Smith Center, 1A girls discus throw, Levy Reiner from Osborne, 1A girls 400 meter dash, Bethany Similink of Rock Hills, 2A girls 400 meter dash, Cody Huell of Sylvan Lucas, 1A boys 400 meter dash, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley, Xavier Miller of Lincoln, 2A boys 400 meter dash, Mason Enix and Cole McKelvey of Smith Center, 1A girls 300 meter dash, or 300 meter hurdles, Gentry Reiner Osborne, Claire Mick of Osborne, and then the 300 girls 300 meter hurdles competing is Dakota Gray of Beloit, Scarlett Ludwig of Beloit, 3A girls discus throw, Tatum Seifert, Cass Thompson, Samantha Thompson of Beloit, Ashlyn Schultz of Osborne will compete in the girls 1A high jump. Hallie Meisner of Rock Hills will compete in the 1A girls high jump. 3A girls high jump, Sophia Thompson of Beloit. Boys long jump, 1A, Edward Hrenick from Beloit, St. John's, Nate Myers from Rock Hills. 2A girls javelin throw, Alexis Kelch, Lily Highland of Smith Center. 3A girls pole vault, Ashton Loomis, Bentley Pruitt, Zeta Purvis of Beloit. 1A boys 300-meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln and Tyson Gates of Beloit St. John's. 2A boys 300-meter hurdle, Carson McKelvey of Smith Center. And 1A girls 200-meter dash, Bethany Similink of Rock Hills. 1A boys 200-meter dash, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley. 100 girls 4x4-meter relay, Osborne. 3A girls 4x400-meter relay, Beloit. And 1A boys 4x400-meter relay, Beloit St. John's, and the 2A boys 4x400-meter relay team of Smith Center. Good luck to all area athletes. Yesterday, we were able to talk to Trooper Ben with the Kansas State Highway Patrol. He visited the Kids Cafe in Beloit, an organization nonprofit that feeds young kids and has activities. Trooper Ben said that the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day are unfortunately deadly on Kansas roads for area teens. In the state of Kansas, at least 7 young teenagers and kids are killed a day in the United States. Trooper Ben said parents and kids need to know about this.
This is a concerning time for, or should be a concerning time for parents that, or those that handle little kids or littler kids. This is what we refer to as the 100 deathless days for teen drivers. It starts at the very end of the school year, basically Memorial Day till Labor Day, where we see an increase of teen deaths across the nation, including Kansas. So we typically see 8 per day across the nation, but when it comes to the 100 deathless days, teens, it increases to over 10 per day, and that's just the deaths, which is devastating itself, but then you've got a significant amount of injuries that are happening, and then those wrecks that are not injury accidents, just crashes. So it's a big, big time. What do we do with it? Well, we remind parents and students and those that are driving that we need to make sure we're in control of ourselves and our vehicle, slowing down, making sure we are not becoming too distracted, especially with teenagers. They're in the vehicles during the summertime, not just with themselves, but with many other friends. So it causes further distractions. And they're staying up later. They're getting up at different times. You know, also during the school year, we've got school zones, but now there's not school zones. So the general public is getting used to this new rhythm of the season. And all of that combines to some devastating moments happening on our roadways. So.